Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Viscardi, joined by Megan Peters and Christian Hoffer for another fun-filled adventure of your favorite show.
Yep.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, no, it's a Monday. It's actually been a surprisingly kind of quiet Pokemon week for once.
Yeah.
Waiting. It's watching. It's lurking.
We're just because we're on that road, like just like this week, the wrestling world is on the road to WrestleMania, and we are on the road to Pokemon Day.
Yeah, I was about to say we're officially like four weeks away. By this time next month, that's here. Now I'm going to check to see when. Give me my freaking calendars.
Those Pokemon Day presentations are usually only like 5-10 minutes, right?
Oh man, here's a fun fact.
Oh no.
What episode are we on? Like
194?
5, 6, 7, 8. So that's our 298th episode, 198th episode. I don't know numbers. I'm a freaking banker. Will take place on Pokemon Day.
Oh, whoa. On Pokemon Day?
On Pokemon Day, February 27th.
Well, maybe we should just do it live with the stream. Because don't they usually do a stream?
They depends, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, all right. Stay tuned. As we get closer, we may do a live reaction to the Pokemon news day, Pokemon Day news. And then we'll do, maybe a little bonus episode after that. That never happens on a Monday. They usually only happen on like Wednesdays or Thursdays or 6 hours after we record on Mondays.
Well, I mean, there's like a 1 in 7 chance it would fall.
But eventually it will land on us.
If you are new to the show, welcome. This is a show all about Pokemon. So if you like Pokemon, well, you found the right show. Congratulations. Hopefully you just typed in Pokemon on your iTunes or Spotify podcast app, and we popped up among the top ones. We talk about the news. Could keep you all up to date there. Video game news, trading card game news, stuff news, food news, whatever it is, we keep you up to date there. And then what we do is we usually take a few minutes to talk about something big that happened in the week. Mm-hmm. And then at the very end, Christian gives us the Pokemon fact of the week, which is everyone's favorite. There are a number of ways to support the show. Mainly is iTunes. Five-star reviews on iTunes. You can ask us a question there. We'll read them. And if we get yours read on air, you can email us PokemonPodCB@gmail.com, and we will send a sticker out your way as our gratitude for you taking the time out to listen to the show and to leave a review. I'm going to read some of them right now. I just need to remember where I did or did not leave off. I think I remember where I left off. I'm just checking. Okay, there we go. Perfect. I need to check the dates. This one's from Colin J. Amazing podcast. Hiya. Love the podcast. Great source for news, great laughs, and terrifying thoughts. I look forward to hearing this podcast every week. Well, thank you, Colin. We appreciate it. We got an update from S. Shatner, who had addressed our accidental cursing, and we apologize that, but he also left a great note. He said, thanks for adjusting the swearing. I want to know it's no big deal to some, but I cringe every time I hear it when listening to my son. Thanks for doing your best to clean it up. Nothing but appreciation for Christian. I always enjoy his stories about his generosity with the neighborhood kids. And my son legitimately LOL'd at his Pokemon gas line on last week's show. So yes, we're a no swearing family, but fart jokes are fair game. We both look forward to listening to the show each week. And I think it's great that my son can listen to articulate, fun adults speaking passionately about something so dear to him. Well, great. We love that. Okay, we love to see that.
That just like warmed my heart.
I know, right?
I feel like it's like the Grinch where like your heart grows three sizes. Like I feel like I'm undergoing that. Oh my gosh.
Yep. So then we got this one's from Matthew C84. First, longtime listener, first time reviewer. I usually listen at work, and then when I get home, forget to write a review. I would love to see an Avatar: The Last Airbender theme to the games. Everything changed when the fire starters attacked.
Hey, I would love that to be like another prequel. Like that's what starts like that Pokemon war we've all talked about.
You know, they do have so many bipedal like final evolutions, like, you know, just running around on two legs. I can see it.
I mean, just imagine if we got an Avatar Pokemon that literally can use every type.
That's Pokemon God. That's Arceus.
That's Arceus.
Yeah. I know, but Arceus is like a special thing. Like I want he just kind of like hangs out in like this like weird ether portal.
We need the everyman Pokemon to have one. Yeah, I need follow
like
his journey.
The Aang. I need like the Aang of Pokemon.
Right. This one's from The Go Boss. Love this podcast. This podcast is amazing. I have a few questions. Number one, what is your favorite Pokemon Switch game? And the most important thing, what are you doing with that Giratina card? If you don't know, you can send it to me.
What a bold question.
I appreciate the boldness. First, let me address the Giratina. If you were not here for last week's episode, we pulled, I will pull it again over here. It's going out today in the mail. I've emailed our friends at CGC. They've promised us we'll have it back in time. The Giratina special V-Star card that we pulled and lost our minds over. Oh no, I'm going to have trouble over here. It could be yours. We're going to get this graded and then we're going to give it away on episode 200. So you're going to have to listen to 200 to figure out how to get it. So.
Just after Pokemon Day, you know?
Just after Pokemon Day.
This is coming together
so perfectly.
Yeah.
All these things coming up for all of our beautiful, lovely viewers.
We love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right. That's that. Let's get into some of the news. Reunions abound. They continue.
Yeah.
This week, no different.
They keep happening. Ash and Brock. The latest, we've had Ash and Misty. We've had Ash and Silver Pokemon. Now we have Ash and Brock. So we're just kind of continuing this reunion train. And again, this kind of like nostalgia pull that we've talked about, you know, previously, that we knew that the Pokemon Company was going to absolutely lean into for Ash's kind of farewell tour season. We did get the Brock reunion. We've gotten a couple more teasers about what's to come. One being we got a Squirtle Squad update. Mm-hmm. We do have like the official synopsis for what that episode is going to be. We do know that Ash is going to reunite with his Squirtle and the Squirtle Squad as they're putting on like a street show or something. And they're going to have like managers and stuff. And the Squirtle Squad managers are going to be like our villains for that episode.
It's Team Rocket.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Team Rocket that's like showing up. Like they're it's like, I want to see Jesse and James be like PR managers because like they need PR managers. And then we have also gotten some teasers for an upcoming episode that will show Ash and Pikachu being separated and needing to go on like a journey to be like reunited. And we're also going to get another cute little Lapras episode. So Ash and Lapras are going to, you know, be palling around again. It's going to be nice to see. Definitely will be wanting to check that out.
For sure. All right. The Squirtle Squad to me, what feels like such a brilliant idea that I feel like could work whenever, right? Like I feel like there's a certain nostalgia for the Squirtle Squad because like mm-hmm. when it happened, it was super cool. But like if the Squirtle Squad were to like happen today, I still feel like we would love it just as much.
Oh yeah. Like,
oh
the,
yeah.
The Squirtle Squad would still be viral.
Yeah, like there's
2023.
They it's a timeless thing, you know. It's not like how like they just don't age. They just get better. If they age, it's like a nice like fine wine. They just get better.
Yep. All right. Looking at moving on, we've got some new raids coming to Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Yep. It's that time. So hopefully everyone was able to beat the tar out of Greninja. I definitely feel like the difficulty of the raids are getting down or like going down. Either that or people are going to are getting a little bit better at doing these. But the next Terror Raid battle event.
I think it's more difficulty going down because even I got one pretty
easy. Yeah, this one, Greninja was not difficult at all.
Call a spade a spade. I'm not
But this next one will be taking place this weekend. It features Armor Rouge and Cerulege, depending on which version you have. Armor Rouge, obviously, for Scarlet and Cerulege for Violet. These are just standard 4- and 5-star raids. They have not announced the next 7-star raid. But, you know, I'm sure it's coming soon.
Maybe it'll get announced on Pokemon Day. Everything is just going to be maybe Pokemon Day.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't surprise me.
Best guess at this point.
Also, we're getting a new, I just saw this. I didn't catch this earlier. We're getting a new version of Pokemon Home.
Oh.
Yeah, new version, 2.1. This doesn't add battle data, or it adds battle data for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, but doesn't add connectivity for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. So that's still on the way. Should be here in spring 2023.
They knew this was coming. I just don't understand.
I mean, it's complicated. Like,
Pokemon
I think the,
Day.
The,
that's
the,
when it'll happen. Pokemon Day.
Yeah, I think like the main thing that what takes them so long is when they have to go and do all the stuff for like Pokemon Go and yeah it's in mobile only. I forgot. I always forget that like the Switch also has a Pokemon Home.
Oh yeah.
I think that the difficulty is that, you know, because of Pokemon Go and, you know, now Pokemon Legends Arceus, they had to map all that stuff out. So I'm assuming that's like the complication. Although I think all the Pokemon Legends Arceus stuff already got taken care of because you can transfer stuff from Pokemon Legends Arceus and, you know, put it into the game. But I'm assuming that they had to do something involving that. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah.
Okay. So I discovered this thing this morning and I sent it around to the group and Richard's going to pull it up for us.
Okay.
I have found a new Pokemon fusion thing. And it is just amazing.
And by new Pokemon fusion thing, it's probably like 4 years old.
It's probably 4 years old, but I just found it. And it's different from the other ones. And I would say this, no disrespect to the old one, because the old one was great. This one feels better.
Let's put in some random Pokemon. Let's do Miltank.
No, stop it. Stop it. Hold on. But first, I would like to I'm going to say the link. It's I'm going to spell it out because I don't know how to say it. It's AEGIDE.github.io. We will tweet this out. So if you want to, if you need to go look for it, just look past, in some of our tweets and we will tweet it out. I tweeted one of the first ones I got, and it was a Lapras and a Blastoise. And what you'll see is it'll give you two versions of it. And this one, like, it was like a Lapras, but had giant bazooka cannons off the side of it. It was great. All right, Richard, let's hit random and let's see what we get.
Come on, Miltank.
We got Grimer and a Machamp.
Oh. Well,
that's terrifying.
That's kind of amazing.
It looks like a JoJo Bizarre Adventure stand.
Really
like the first one, the Grimer and Machamp, that legitimately looks like a JoJo character.
so something to note in doing this, Richard, you can hit random again. They usually take the faces and some of the body parts. We got a Piloswine and Poliwrath, not a great one, except that first one's not bad.
The second one's horrible.
The second one is
that's gross.
So it usually gives you two versions of it. It gives you one with like, you know, the first Pokemon, its main body, you know, shape, and then the other one with the other one, and then they kind of mash it up. Richard, let's hit it again. Let's see what we get. Right on and Metang. This one's not bad.
This one's good.
This one's good. Like a slug.
We got like a Rhydon slug with arms, basically. We get a Metang Rhydon, which looks great.
I actually like both of these. I'm going to be totally honest.
We got a request for Skarmory and Slowking.
Oh, God. This is going to be so work.
I'm trying to imagine. I mean, obviously, one of them is just going to be pink. Pink bird.
All right, Rachel, let's go ahead and type it in.
Oh, boy. I'm legitimately impressed at the typing and like the stat differences.
Oh, yeah. So the other thing is it gives you stats for each of these Pokemon, for each version of it, basically. And it's cool. It's a little extra thing. Did you hit fuse?
What's the second Pokemon?
Slowking.
Slowking.
Is that the first time we've actually heard
cameo appearance by Richard?
Richard just came from behind the curtain. Oh, no.
That second one is
that
quite
looks
horrifying.
Like an Eldritchian whore.
That's great.
That looks awful. That looks like something you would fight in like a deep within the levels of a minute.
All right, we'll do one more. Richard, can you do Geodude and Geodude?
You're gonna end us on a low note.
What do you mean? No. Look at that. Hey, I love that.
Oh,
I love that so much.
It's just a fused twin. Oh,
Siamese twins.
It's conjoined twins. It's two Geodude who want to die instead of one.
Oh no. I don't like. Oh, that's a. That's a pass for me.
Wow.
That's a definite pass for me.
Man, they just that the one on the left totally looks like he doesn't want to be there.
I mean, I love it. I love it. Oh, anyway, go check it out. It's a lot of fun. And give those guys some love. Christian, why don't you walk us through the Pokemon Sleep Rumor?
Okay, well, so you know, remember, you may have remembered that, you know, Pokemon Sleep is allegedly in development. Allegedly. And we haven't heard anything about it since 2019. This is pre-pandemic. You know, that's how long it's been. Somebody noticed recently that PokemonSleep.com actually redirected to a patent site, a site on the patent stuff. It talked about what Pokemon Sleep might entail. And it was kind of surprising. So this was an actual patent application that was made on November 17th, 2022. Okay. So the description of Pokemon Sleep. So the patent application comes with a description of what is going on. And it says, a user breeds a virtual life form by practicing good sleep habits and stays motivated towards practicing good sleep habits while enjoying breeding the virtual life form, which the phrasing.
That's a sentence I don't like.
A game server manages progress of a breeding game of a virtual life form. The game server, including circuitry, configured to acquire sleep data that at least includes a sleep pattern indicating a bedtime and a wake-up time of a user. Store the acquired sleep data as a sleep history and update the breeding game based on the sleep pattern in the sleep history. It also includes now by like breeding, you know, it shows some pictures of a Pikachu and it talks about you level up your character based on your sleep patterns. And if you have a poor sleep pattern, it actually shows Pikachu sad. And talks about how Pikachu's level did not improve. So it talks about, you know, it's got, you know, there's going to be a measurement device, a storage server, which, yeah, of course, and an algorithm that detects sleep quality and duration. And, you know, this was recent. This was actually recent. And we even have some, you know, like, flow charts of what happens. You know, you acquire, you know, the game acquires sleep data, it's stored as sleep history. There is a reference You know, like, you know, did they get enough sleep? If no, there's a negative event. And if yes, there's a positive event, then there's a bonus event. And then the game gets transmitted. So, you know, they are actively working on Pokemon sleep.
I hate every single thing you just said.
This was literally every November. Yeah. They did this in November.
That sounds, I mean, okay, so essentially this is what I expected it to be. It's some sort of app that rewards you based on good or bad sleeping habits. It sounds like that, like, old, like, PokeFriend Pikachu Tamagotchi that came out forever ago, that, like, if you didn't take care of him, he'd be sad. One, I do not need Pokemon judging me for my poor sleep habits. Let me just get that straight right now. But, like, every college student, every, like, new parent, or just, like, parents in general, like, there's a lot of people that, like, I'm curious to see how this, like, works. Like, it's just so strange to me, because I feel like this is something a lot of, like, kids would maybe want to use, but, like, I just didn't have access to, like, a ton of that kind of, like, technology when I was young to be able to, like, use an app. So I'm pretty disconnected from, like, how this would work for a kid.
Well,
I just don't. Like, I just need to know, like, are you gonna have to buy, like, a wristband or something?
No,
or,
like, they've got, like, a sleep pillow. Like, they have a little device that goes under your pillow, and it's like,
oh no. Oh, yeah,
these are actually, like, these are not, like, it's not super new kind of technology. I mean, a ton of, you know, like, if you have an Apple Watch and you have it on while you're sleeping or whatever, like, you know, measures kind of your sleep. There's a few things that you can put that actually listen to you to see if, like, you're snoring, like, based on, like, your breathing pattern, basically, like, it does all that. And so if this is a way to just, you know, help facilitate better sleep habits, I'm all for it.
I mean, I have nothing. I mean, this very much feels to me, it's like the same way as, like, the Pokemon, like, tooth brushing, like, all this, like, weird. But, I mean, it's not weird. It has a function. There is a utilitarian purpose to it. I'm just telling you right now, I will not be partaking in that, because I would never get anywhere. My sleep habits are awful. I'll just have Pikachu yelling at me the whole time, being like, it's time to go to bed. And I'll be like, no, I got a couple more episodes of anime to watch. 2 hours later, go to bed. It's like, no, I'm playing Genshin Impact. It's just going to keep yelling at me.
Well, take a hint, Megan.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in my life that could probably convince me to be better at going to bed on time. And I don't think Pokemon's going to be that thing.
I mean, that's fair. All right. Well, with that, let's take a quick 60-second break. When we get back, big news. We kind of talked about a little bit about it. Kadabra coming back to the TCG. We'll talk about what all that means and more when we're back in 60 seconds. Okay. So let's set the stage a second, Christian. And this is a story we've told on the podcast a few times. We told it when we went through Kadabra's Pokemon Fact of the Week. Mm-hmm. But for those who may not have heard it or caught up to it yet or whatever, why was Kadabra banned from basically everything?
So the Abra line is named after, in Japan, is named after various famous stage magicians, and Kadabra specifically is its name in Japan is based off of Yuri Geller, who is a kind of like a mesmerist type guy who his big trick is bending spoons on stage. He bends spoons with his mind as his shtick. And, you know, he's pretty well known, like, internationally. He's appeared on, like, late night shows. So I'm assuming he's, you know, somewhat well known over here in the United States. But, like, he's really famous in, like, you know, Japan, you know, Australia, Europe, like, internationally. So he was not a fan of Kadabra. You know, there was an episode in which, you know, he felt that it was a mockery of him. He felt that, you know, there was like, I want to say there was some sort of controversy involving, Give me a second. I can pull it up, the exact details. So there was like some additional like issues. So he actually sued the Pokemon company.
Yep.
And while Game Freak continued to use Abra and Kadabra and Alakazam in the, core games, Kadabra was basically taken out of commission everywhere else. Has not appeared in the anime in like 17 or 18 years. Has not appeared in the card game in 20 years. And like, it was like for a long time, like, they would actually, Alakazam would have like a special ability in the card game that allowed it to evolve directly from a basic Pokemon. And eventually they just started like, nope, Alakazam EX, Mega Alakazam. Alakazam V, whatever, just basic Pokemon. Why only the card game? Well, for one thing, the card game is directly owned and controlled by the Pokemon company, as opposed to Game Freak, Game Freak, although, Game Freak owns the Pokemon company. It's separate, technically a separate, thing. And also I think that, they are protected and, I'm assuming that it has to do with like copyright and stuff like that. Why they could use Kadabra in a video game as opposed to everywhere else. But that's part of the reason why Kadabra has never been, featured in anything beyond like the original anime and all that jazz. So we covered back in 2000 that Uri Geller and the Pokemon Company had actually resolved their differences. Like Uri Geller dropped the lawsuit, which again, 20-year lawsuit. He dropped the lawsuit, and the Pokemon Company actually sent him a bunch of Kadabra merchandise for his museum in Israel. And so from there, the speculation was, will Kadabra appear in the Pokemon card game and the Pokemon, anime and stuff like that? Well, now, officially, and hilariously enough, the Pokemon Company didn't announce this. It was Uri Geller who announced it.
Because of course.
Uri Geller confirmed that Kadabra will be returning in a new set that will be printed in Japan in June. It's called Pokemon Card 151 and focuses on the original Pokemon from, Pokemon Red and Green. PokeBeach, which was the news site that broke the story, pointed out that the retailer call sheet specifically mentions that there will be an Alakazam EX card, not, Alakazam dash EX, EX little, not EX capitals, which, the EX cards evolve from another car, which means that, Alakazam EX must evolve from a Kadabra card, which means we'll be getting our first Kadabra card literally since, I think it was like 2001.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty big news. Like, this is huge. That card set is going to be, highly sought after simply because,
it's the first Kadabra
that people have not been able to get in two decades.
That's wild.
It's kind of like, how we joke in like Pokemon Go. Kecleon, Kecleon of the Pokemon training card game.
Yeah. I love it. Well, that's pretty much all there is there to it. Christian, you put down here, what's the next great Pokemon controversy to be resolved?
Porygon in the anime.
Yeah, Porygon.
Basically, anime. I just wanted to use this as an excuse. Porygon did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It Porygon was all Pikachu. Pikachu put those kids in the hospital.
Yeah. That'll be the next thing. They're on their last season to really do it in Japan if they want to, do it with when they still really have Ash as the protagonist. Porygon is kind of their last.
Last Pokemon hurrah. Ash catches.
Yeah, they had him back and like they like referenced Porygon with like a phone case. Mm-hmm. Like I think it was back in Sun and Moon or something. It was several years ago, before Journeys happened, that they had like a Porygon phone case for like Rotom, and everyone was like, oh my god, it's happening. Porygon's here. They're testing it, they're testing the waters. We still haven't seen them, He didn't show up in Journeys. So maybe aim to be a Pokemon master will be kind of that last safe haven. You know, I feel like they could absolutely do Porygon and not have to worry about, you know, triggering, you know, mass seizures anymore or epilepsy spells.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's about time. It's honestly time. If they could do Rotom, they can do Porygon. Like, they didn't do anything wrong. Come on.
That would be quite incredible.
That's what I'm waiting for. Well, just like, even as like a post credit scene, just give me something. Just like he's in the background.
Screen.
Yeah, like he doesn't have to be the main focus of an episode. Just like have him like floating in the background as like a partner Pokemon to like a random NPC like extra character. That's all I want.
When I saw, like, part of this was, I saw on Reddit the other day, like, what Pokemon are still missing from Pokemon Go. And it made me like, think of this. And, I'm trying to find, I'm not finding the post, unfortunately. But, like, it kind of, like, made me laugh. It's like, we're still missing, like, Go-Goat and stuff like that. it's like, Arceus is still missing from Pokemon Go. And there's, like, a handful of, like, you know, we don't have Volcarona Larvesta or Larvista or whatever it's called in the game. And, you know, that kind of, like, made me laugh. But, yeah, you know... I was just like thinking, it's like, man, like this, a saga that literally began when we were children has finally been resolved. And, you know,
and I love like, wasn't it in Geller's comment where he's just like, I want children everywhere to love, you know, to know who Kadabra is and love him.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like it just cracks me up. It's like,
I mean, it keeps him relevant. Like, ultimately it's something good for him to have around. Except, you know, a lot of people don't know that Pokemon anymore because he's been, you know, just kind of swept away for a long, long little bit.
I mean, arguably probably the weakest design-wise in that line anyway. Yeah. Like, well, I love Abra and I love Alakazam.
Yeah.
Kadabra's okay.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because, like, Yuri Geller actually posted, like, a video of himself. Like announcing
bending the spoons.
Well, he's like he talks about it. He's like, listen, you know, Yuri Geller, you know, Kadabra and Young Geller was based off me. It was based off me, and I in my, you know, I don't know. He's just like, I was the one who released Kadabra from his Pokemon card prison. It was me. It was me. I did this. And I was just like laughing, like, you know. I mean, he's a stage magician, so of course he's gonna kind of.
Hey, we're just glad that Pokemon's back. It's been too long.
Yeah. All right, Christian, let's go.
PokeFact of the week. Yeah, we can definitely do that. Medicham and Meditite, they're another like just weird. I hate these two Pokemon, just for the record. But now I feel a little bit. too little bit bad for them. Both of them, they gain their psychic powers by not eating. Medicham goes a whole month without eating, and that's how it increases and sharpens its sixth sense. And then like Meditite, I think like only eats a berry a day, which kind of sucks. It's kind of a sad.
He's got good discipline. Very disciplined.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just kind of like, I was like, oh, this is awful.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we all know how we kind of feel about these weird semi-humanoid Pokemon where it's like, is it flesh? Is it rubber? Is it fur? And
well, hey, the head thing is supposed to be based off like a turban, but that's like flesh. Those are his ears.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Dislike. Every time we start talking about the textures of a Pokemon, instantly just start feeling
Meditite's design, I don't hate at all. Medicham, though, I just don't understand.
I'll be 100% honest. Every time I see like a Meditite, like when it popped up in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, I just went, like, no, thank you.
It's like the Zubat of fighting types, basically.
Yeah, it just
get away.
It just disturbs me. I don't like its big lips.
Yeah, like I can see that.
Like it's like, yeah, this is gross. Okay. And then they like I don't know. It just no, thank you. Like I don't like its baggy, like its thick thighs / baggy pants. Like they're clearly supposed to be baggy pants, but in reality, right, they're thick thighs.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just like it just disturbs me. And they're not even like necessarily like thick thighs. They're more like thick calves.
I just don't understand why the Pokemon Company won't just say like these Pokemon wear clothes and like they evolve with the clothes on. Like if we can get past the fact that these Pokemon turn into a ball of light and then evolve, like they can make clothes happen.
I mean,
let Pokemon have clothing.
Listen, the most disturbing thing that has ever happened to the Pokemon franchise was when they did a close up of Mr. Mime's shoulders and revealed that was dodgeball skin.
Yeah, yep.
That was dodgeball skin, and its fleshy hair was actually just flesh. That was honest to God, like, you know,
they had to make a decision going into like the development and production of Detective Pikachu about the textures of Pokemon, and that's what they went with. And I have to respect it as a fan. Does it make me comfortable? No, but do I respect it? Yes.
And can you imagine? Like being like, you know, like you're sitting there, you're like the design guy for Detective Pikachu. And you're like, yeah, I got a technical question. Mr. Mime's like horn things. Are those horn or are those like hair? And then like you get like the horrifying, like, no, those are flabs of skin.
Those are actually dodgeball texture flabs.
Like,
flabs
like that's just Mr. Mime's, you know, skin horns. And you and like no additional explanation given.
Like, is it cartilage? Is it bone? Like, do we have X-ray of Mr. Mime? Do we know if it goes up in it?
Like, I don't want to know what lurks underneath its, you know, weirdo.
Well, folks, looks like we gave you a super short show today.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was a quiet week.
It was a pretty quiet week.
They're saving everything for Pokemon Day. We've talked about this.
Yeah, it's going to be quiet for a few weeks. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
Well,
I will say, there is a little update. I have a Squishmallow update for the Pokemon.
Oh, Megan, did you get one?
No, I don't have it. I pre-ordered it. I have it pre-ordered. Walmarts are supposed to nationally start stocking their floors officially with Gengar and Pikachu starting February 1st. Ooh, so if you've been on the hunt and you're in Walmart and you're in the United States, allegedly they're supposed to be, their floor date is supposed to be set for February 1st, which is just around the corner. Obviously there's a bunch of pre-orders currently available for them depending on, you know, just where you prefer to shop, but yes, if you're trying to find one in store and pre-orders have not been successful, allegedly beginning of February. So if you're trying to like find like a nice Valentine's gift for your special someone or yourself, you know, treat yourself
for sure. Cool. Well, great. Awesome.
Wow.
Megan,
you know, trust me to always have that scorching hot Squishmallow beat.
Megan, doing the work. We love to see it. All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. We hope you enjoyed this week's slightly shorter episode of the show. But look, we're on the road to Pokemon Day, and Pokemon Day is going to give us a bunch of stuff to talk about from now until the end of time. Not really, like the next couple of months, I'm sure. but enough. It'll give us enough. Other than that, again, if you want to continue the conversation, you can find us on Twitter at PokemonPodCB. You can find me at Jim Viscardi. Christian is at CHofferCBus. Megan is at MeganPetersCB. Thank you all. Have fun with that Pokemon fusion. Send us your best fusions. Tweet them at us. And we'll see you next week. Have a good one, folks.